A senior diplomat of Sweden's Ministry for Foreign Affairs, who was arrested last year by Säpo, Sweden's intelligence service, is to be prosecuted, it was announced today. He's suspected of aggravated unauthorised handling of classified information. Swedish Radio News reports the diplomat is suspected of having stored classified documents at home and in his summer house, which isn't allowed. He denies wrongdoing. The boy who had been detained on suspicion of gross unlawful threats in Borlänge is no longer suspected of any crime. He's been released and the preliminary investigation's being discontinued, according to the Swedish Prosecution Authority. According to the prosecutor, the information was based on misunderstandings and incorrect rumour-mongering. 20 schools in Borlänge were closed on Wednesday following a potential threat of violence. About 50 people were arrested, plus seizures and confiscated assets worth close to 5 million kroner and a large quantity of seized drugs and stolen goods were the result of a Swedish-led European operation against cross-border crime in the Baltic Sea region this week, according to the Swedish police. Called Impact Trident, it involved police and agencies from Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Germany, Norway and Iceland. More than 33,000 people and 22,000 vehicles were checked in the operation, mainly in the Baltic Sea area. And more than 300 people in Lerum near Gothenburg were recently suspected to have suffered food poisoning after eating at two restaurants. But according to the test results, it was the winter vomiting bug or norovirus that caused the outbreak. That's according to the local health authority, who have spoken to Swedish Radio P4 Gothenburg. It's unclear whether the virus was present in the food at the restaurants. Those were Friday's headlines. To hear more news from Sweden, go to our homepage or our app or listen to our weekly podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly. You can find it where you found this one. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great weekend.